Call the meeting to order for the December School Board of Directors meeting. Welcome to our December meeting. Thank you for coming a half an hour early than our normal scheduled time. To begin, we do a moment of silence and pledge tonight, led by Mrs. Mayo.
States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, welcome. Is Mrs. Geyer on Zoom tonight?
I think she is on.
Okay. Mrs. Geyer, are you there? I just wanted to confirm that she can hear us. She might not be on. Okay. We'll move ahead. Any modifications to the agenda or anything removed from the consent agenda? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda for the evening?
So moved.
Second.
It's a motion by Tom and a second by Mr. Naranjo. Any discussion? All in favor of the approval of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The agenda is approved for the evening. Moving ahead to Student of the Month, Dr. Sanger.
Thank you, President Dahl. I apologize, none of the Learners of the Month could be with us this evening, but I will introduce them regardless. Ellie Colbert is our Freshman Learner of the Month. Ellie is the daughter of David and Joey Colbert of Narvon, PA. Ellie has enrolled in honors courses and received distinguished honors since seventh grade. She is also a member of our tennis team, and I believe we will probably see her this evening performing. Lila Albertson is our sophomore learner of the month. Lila is the daughter of Steve and Sarah Albertson of Denver. Lila has enrolled in several honors and AP courses and received honors status since seventh grade. She's also a member of our cheerleading squad, our golf team, and our swim team, and she is currently traveling abroad. Lance Binkley is our junior learner of the month. Lance is the son of Chrissy and Larry Binkley of New Holland. Over the last few years, Lance has taken several honors courses, is currently attending the CTC program. He is also a member of our basketball team, and that is where he is this evening. And then finally, our senior learner of the month is Kira Bixler. Kira is the daughter of Janelle and Scott Bixler of East Earl, Pennsylvania. Kira has taken several honors courses over the years, received distinguished honors since seventh grade, and is currently participating in our dual enrollment program, and unfortunately she had to work tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Each meeting we set aside time to hear from citizens of the district, and this evening we have one individual who'd like to speak. Mr. Boyd, if you can come to the microphones. I just said your name, so you don't have to say your name, but at least to your residence, and you have about 5 minutes.
All right. Well, it won't take me that long. I just wanted to say something. When I was on the board, when I started my term, we prayed. And then halfway through our term, the community prayed for us. So I want to pray for you. I want to bless you. I want to bless the students, the administrators, and you and the teachers. So if you want, let me pray. So, Father, I just thank you for this group of people here in front of me. Father, all the time that they have put in to what they do. And, Father, I pray that you return it back to them multiple times, that they know that they are appreciated, that they know that their time is worthy, that they know what they do has value. And I pray, Lord, that as they come to this time of break, winter break, that they're refreshed in what they do, that they receive a refreshment, that they receive a blessing for that. I also want to pray for the students, Lord, as they come to this time of break, that they also get some refreshment, that they are ready to go when they come back. And I also pray for the administrators that I just thank you for what they do. And I just pray that the Lord would give you knowledge and wisdom to carry out your duties. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Moving ahead to the consent agenda this evening, can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
That's a motion by Paul and a second by Mr. Conroy. Any discussion, Nadine?
Yes, we have two people that are going to be on the personnel report, and I'd like right now for Melissa to introduce Sophia, and then Dr. Snop will take care of introducing Melissa.
Good evening, everyone. It's my pleasure to introduce to you Sophia Meyer. Sophia has been with us since the beginning of this school year as a long-term substitute, and when a contract came open, we jumped at the chance to have Sophia join our family. Sophia has been doing a fabulous job in our fifth grade team, and I'll let her kind of introduce herself a little bit. And Mr. Wenzel, if you'd like to ask her any questions, she's ready.
Like I joke, your interview process is never over. Yeah. So go ahead, say what you want to say, and I'll find
you. Okay. Yeah, like Melissa said, I'm Sophia Meyer. I am a Garden Spot alum, so I've been in the district since I was a little kindergartner. I graduated from Temple in May with a bachelor's in early education and then a concentration in special education, and I love the district. I love fifth grade. Yeah, I'm having a great time. That's all.
Just a little background. When you were here at GS, what were you involved in any sports or other extracurricular activities or anything like that?
So I was a part, in middle school, I was a part of yearbook and student council and a third one, but that was a long time ago. And then high school, I was in the color guard. I was color guard captain. I also was in yearbook my freshman year, and then I was in student council all 4 years.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And board, I would like to introduce, as you already know, Ms. Melissa Martin. Melissa has been serving as our interim principal at New Holland Elementary since August, and it is my distinct pleasure and joy to be able to recommend her for full-time appointment as a permanent principal at New Holland.
Well, I could go through. I probably did it to you when you were first hired here, but where did you grow up, and what activities did you have when you were in school, and do you have any activities you enjoy at this time away from, when you're away from work, so to speak, if you ever are away from work?
All right. I've been here for 22 years, so I've been some time, and Thomas had me when he was in first grade.
I'm in number 28 here.
So it's been a while.
Yes.
So I've served this district as a first grade teacher, fifth grade teacher, assistant principal, and now principal, and this is just very comfortable and loving for me in the community. I don't have a lot of extra hobbies outside of school aside from my family, who I did bring tonight, my husband Ryan, my daughter Chloe, and my son Spencer, and they are very supportive and loving, and so thankful that they're able to support me in this position.
All right, thank you, and great to see you here tonight, all of you, for support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion on the consent agenda? Just make note that this would be the second time we're trying to approve the calendar for next year, so I hope you all took a note of that. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The agenda is passed. So welcome aboard.
So I think the common theme for tonight, and once again, welcome aboard and welcome to your new role, is that here in Elanco, we really want to reward and acknowledge success. And both of you had a very similar pathway this year, beginning in more of a interim role, and you made the most of it, and you did everything that you could do, and we really want to celebrate that, and we're really excited for the future that you're going to have in our district and that you're going to provide for the learners who you're serving. So welcome aboard to both of you.
Moving ahead, we had no separate action items, so we'll move ahead to the reports. The Lancaster County Tax Collection Bureau, Mr. Ramsey.
Yes, we did not have a meeting this past month. Our next meeting will be January 11th.
Great. Lancaster County, or Lancaster 11, IU 13.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry.
The Lancaster 11 and IU board met on December 14th. We approved a payment of invoices in the amount of $8,951,000. We approved five new business service contracts, five new early childhood and special education service contracts, 11 new or additions to existing instructional service technology service contracts, and three new human resource contracts. We, in the human resources, we are still 80 employees shy of where we need to be to meet our commitment to our students and our communities. So we're really struggling to hire enough people. And luckily this month we only had 8 employees resign and 1 termination, 4 retirements. We did have 50 new hires, which put us down to only 80 open positions. We had 33 change of positions or salaries and granted 6 leave of absences. And I provided each of the board members and the administrators with a copy of the report to the local board and the helping districts help students. If anyone has any questions, I will be glad to answer it now or get back to you with the answer.
Thank you, Mr. Irving. Any questions? Moving ahead to Lancaster CTC.
All right. So, had a meeting this past week. Budget will be coming out to Mr. Ramsey, which then will come to us for approval. One thing I wanted to note there is there's about a $70,000 drop from Elanco. Now, it may be, I mean, that's a great thing anyway, financially speaking, but I'll highlight the fact that that goes to, again, our specific co-op program that's here that picks up the slack, or not even slack, but just picks up a lot of those people that would go to CTC and gives opportunity to others to go to CTC for what Jill Hackman does in that office. And so I think that's a tremendous thing when it comes to, even though it's a drop and maybe seems different because we are not sending students there as much, but that's really a good thing because I think they're staying here doing their own program here. So that's fantastic. The other thing I wanted to highlight was Hannah Bowman, one of our own. She was the first place winner for the Teacher's Choice Award for the Christmas cards that they all designed. So that was a Teacher's Choice and $50 that she got. So good job, Hannah. And I do have a 1-page information sheet on the budget if anybody has any questions when it comes. Mike, that's over there, does a great job, not as good as Keith, but that's okay. Nobody's as good as Keith from a budgetary standpoint, and that is the CTC.
Just want to move ahead.
I'll move ahead. Legislative and PSBA. I was able to have breakfast with both Senator Ahmet and Senator Martin, and that was great conversation. Specifically, I will say, again, I know last time we met, I mentioned the pathways of graduation that I know administration does fantastic at navigating those waters. But basically was able to tell both of them how frustrating it may be to the administration in districts. And so we'll be following up with them as they both invited me to come sit for a day in their education committee meetings when they resume next year. So I do plan on going up to the Capitol to do that. And we'll see kind of what happens there. Also on the PSBA side, I was able to sit on a panel discussion for SAS. I did not see Nadine there, but there was a lot of people there. I was kind of surprised at how many people were at Hershey during an administrative conference. And it was walking in their shoes. So 3 board members, me being one of them, were able to answer questions to other people who were there, administrators and teachers. Actually, I saw... now I'm not going to know her name. I had it written down. Who went to Twin Valley, left here.
Kim Anderson.
Yes. So I sat next to her in one of the sessions they were doing and tried to coax her to come back. So maybe if she reaches out to you, I'll take
well,
a little credit.
I did the same thing when okay. I saw her there.
Yeah, she said that too. So so we can take credit if she comes back, Nadine. You and I, we'll split that one.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to mention specifically was, as you guys know, I went to Blue Ball, which was fantastic a couple months ago, but the last week on the 13th, I was able to go to New Holland Elementary, which was simply fantastic. Melissa, you do really do a fantastic job. Specifically, I want to highlight one program, Erica Reed and Nicole Schaefer, and also Miss Willard. Just do a fantastic job with the students. Miss Willard's a librarian, technology, where they were doing presentations, which I love just because I do them all day. And specifically, I'm going to give a shout out to Jared Miller. He is just a fantastic kid. And Jared, if you do listen to this, I will try my best to see your presentation on Wednesday this coming week. But they do a fantastic job with the students. And so it was a fantastic day. On to Breck Nock in January.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Conroy? All right. Hearing none, we'll move to the student representative reports. Mr. Watt, you go first.
Good evening, Garden Spot. It's almost Christmas here at the secondary campus, and actually the middle school has been full of activity. Last Friday, there was the Spartan Way Jingle Ball, or the middle school winter dance, and a quote from our very own Dr. Sanger said that there is absolutely no awkwardness in any middle school dance, so you can take it from him. It was a good time. The middle school also had Junior Achievement Economic Success Night last week. This event is just a career exploration day, but over 30 people came in to explain their careers, brought in games for the learners in the middle school to play, and Dr. Stompkowski helped out that day too. There was a school-wide toy drive from CrossNet Ministries. Most of the toys given were from the middle school, so shout out to all the middle schoolers, and thank you, CrossNet, for helping us do that. The high school has been a little bit more quiet. Winter sports started. There was a basketball game tonight at 7:30, and there was also a concert tonight. I don't know if you have heard that, but it is Keystone exams are on Thursday, Friday, and Monday and Tuesday right after break. So best of luck to everyone taking them, because they will be tough. Course selection is this week for high school, so I do believe that courses were approved tonight, so I think this Thursday or Wednesday will be course selection for the high school. On a day in NHS, we had an alumni lunch. So alumni from the NHS and Garden Spot came back and ate lunch with a bunch of the current NHS people right now. I was there, and they just came, answered what questions we had about college, some tips and tricks to probably survive our first semester or year of college. Recently, Lee Williams hosted a Vietnam veteran. Some Vietnam veterans came here for a Garden Spot. You can see there is a poster right here. Lee Williams has been really pushing. She was actually born in Vietnam. She has a really great story of how she was airlifted out of the U.S. Embassy. But she has been doing a lot of stuff here at Garden Spot. She is an ESL teacher, and she's been doing a lot of great things here. She's been really supporting our Vietnam veterans. And, yeah, it's been really great to see what she's been doing here in our community. So thank you, Lee Williams, and thank you to all veterans for your service. And finally, the second semester ends January 24th, and I think that is all I have. Thank you.
Good evening. As usual, the elementary schools are very busy on field trips, performing in concerts, and positive behavior is always being awarded. Sixth grade learners at Brecknock and Blue Wall got to visit the Camden Aquarium at the end of November. Learners had the opportunity to explore topics on natural resources, the impact of recycling, and explore aquatic life. Learners at Brecknock loved the bridge over the sea animals. Fifth grade learners at Blue Wall and Brecknock were busy with chorus, orchestra, and band concerts. Mrs. Beasley of Blue Ball and Mr. Helsel of Brecknock prepped the chorus students for two performances. The band and orchestra performed on the 13th and 15th. Learners performed in the high school auditorium to show off their talents. Learners in the band go on tour this Wednesday to each elementary building. Each year, Brecknock holds a craft show with vendors from the community. This event was a success and held in the gym on the 3rd of this month. Blue Ball has made over 110 positive phone calls to homes of children who earned golden high fives this month. Learners are completing their winter universal academic screeners where achievement and growth will be measured. The Blue Ball staff was able to support multiple families at CrossNet's Christmas gift collection through Casual for a Cause. During the month of December, clubs are going to be started for third and sixth graders on a weekly basis. Learners choose from a multitude of options, including Math 24, Perler Beading, Gardening, and Paper Crafts. These clubs will run for 8 weeks. Lastly, CrossNet Junior continues to provide mentorship to Blue Ball fourth and fifth grade learners at their weekly after-school program. Thank you.
Any questions from the board?
No, but I'm just going to say I really appreciate what you guys do, because it's a lot of information that we definitely don't get normally. Nor it's really great. I appreciate that very much. I just make sure that your work is definitely worth it.
Any other questions? All right, hearing none, we'll move to the superintendent's report.
Thank you. Continuing along with a familiar theme in preparation of our students for their futures. I just wanted to highlight a few things that took place over the month of December that really represent, I think, what we're trying to do in our classrooms and having an authentic learning experience. Our elementary schools, all fifth graders across the district have been engaging in mock interviews. They're preparing for BizTown, and I have to tell you, as someone who's done a lot of interviews of adults, the fact that our fifth graders are able to walk in with a firm handshake, make eye contact, and maintain attention for about 7 to 9 minutes, I think it's wonderful, and I think that they're setting themselves up for a great future and these experiences. Thank you to the principals, and thank you to our fifth grade teachers for organizing it. There's also been a number of people who have come in from the community to engage in these mock interviews, and it's just great for our learners to have a chance to interact with people who they don't see every day. It's just much more authentic. Our middle school, it was already mentioned, but Junior Achievement was here. I won't dwell on that, but it was a great opportunity for our 7th and our 8th grade learners. They learned a lot about careers. They learned a lot about education, what they need to do to be successful. And I'm hopeful that they're going to take those lessons with them moving forward. And then finally, four of our Garden Spot High School students were featured in the Sunday, December 4th edition of LNP. So if you didn't happen to see the paper when it came out, and thank you to Mr. Wenzel for sharing it, Abigail Commander, Natalia Gligorevich, I practiced that, Lacey McAllister, and Sarah Babb all contributed articles. They were all featured in the paper that day, and I think it's just great that we have learners who are learning how to communicate, and they're doing so in a way that, once again, is authentic. It's not just for people in their classroom. It's for a much wider audience, and knowing that LNP is available, obviously, on the web, theoretically, they're speaking to the entire world with what they're sharing. I do want to thank Dr. Sanger and his team at the high school. We had an opportunity for the first of our building board visits to take place last week. I want to thank the board members who were able to attend. There were some pictures that were posted of it, and it was highlighted in Dr. Sanger's Week at a Glance. But it was a great way for our board members to interact with learners in the classrooms, with many of our teachers, and really just to see how positive the impact is that is being made here in the halls of Garden Spot High School and really across all of our buildings. Finally, I'd like to wish our community a wonderful, joyous, and restful holiday season, and I look forward to seeing all of you again in January.
Any questions for Dr. Mike? Hearing none, any announcements from the board? I do have two announcements. One, there was a need for an executive session prior to the meeting to discuss a legal issue. And also, I just want the record to show that Jackie did, in fact, join us right after I asked if she was with us. So she did join us for the vast majority of the meeting. So having no other announcements, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.